This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Leadville vibing.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I went and did some investigating on the microwavable metal containers. And based off of what I found online, I would put my life on it. That container that Jeff used is not microwavable.
No chance.
Metal kind of reflects the microwaves and it makes it hotter and all. I don't think that container in there is not.
Hey, I looked it up, bro. They said stainless steel bowls are okay because there are no points. There's no points to conduct it. But that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Hey, we still here. We still on.
Oh, y'all still here? Because I showed the hell was going in there with you.
No alarms. Whatever no alarms could happen, went off. Hey, we good,
will
man.
Will y'all start glowing in the dark?
I already glow in the dark. You see this bald head right here?
Stop.
Yeah, all I know is when I see a tweet on my timeline that's from Jeff and it says, LMAO, y'all have to understand science changes. That's when I stop reading.
It does. Like
trust
like,
the science.
It does, man. Hey, it changes.
Jeff, listen, I ate it. I'm here. We're chilling. I want to talk ball. Logan got us in the right mindset. We're talking football.
If you
missed our interview with Logan Paulson at noon, get on Odyssey app, iHeart, wherever you get your podcasts. We're out there. Wherever you get your content, that's where we're at. I got an email from my man Mark Greenblatt. He said that interview with Logan Paulson was awesome. How about that?
I got an email about that.
So here's the discussion. What position group are you most interested in going into camp? Our guy Drew is on the line. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. Hey, I got a question for you, but I'm going to start with that. You know, I'm not looking at any position group that closely more. I mean, I want to make sure that Terry Field gets done, and I want to make sure nobody gets hurt. And those are probably the two most interesting things if they add anybody else. But I kind of feel like this year's more about preparation than it is evaluation, which is a little bit different than we've been. I want to go and win those first four games of the season. And my question to you guys are, what would you see in training camp or during preseason that would change your view of the roster, of the starting 53-man roster going into day one? Or is it all about the downstream roster moves at this point and scheme?
Ask that question for me one more time. Drew, it's a little hard to follow.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking that this is a preparation time, not so much an evaluation, and that I don't know that I'm expecting to see changes in scheme or what they're going to do with players too much during preseason, just as long as we get through.
What are you looking for, I guess, is my question. They'll have new wrinkles, obviously, but, like, the offense isn't going to look dramatically different than last year.
No, nothing's going to look dramatically different, but this is still a time where you're trying to figure out who you want to keep on the team, too. You know, you probably got the 47 picked already. The there's probably six positions that people can go in and get. And if you can improve in those six positions, you can improve your team.
Sure. And like,
are there ones that you guys are specifically looking at and you think those are the ones on the bubble?
No. Players?
Yeah, players or positions.
I think positions, there's a lot of open-ended, like the running back position. That room is deep as hell. Austin Eckler told me that, I don't know, like a month ago or so. He said, maybe he said it during minicamp on the record, right? He's like, I've never been in a running back room where there's eight guys, right? They're only going to keep three. Roster control, and then you try to keep somebody in your practice squad. But, like, running back's really interesting. What does Bill Merritt do to Jeremy McNichols, Chris Rodriguez? How does that shake out? I think arguably the most important question for this team right now is, will Terry McLaurin sign? Period. Will that get done so that it is truly not a distraction, doesn't impact training camp?
I'm thinking it's going to happen.
Choose optimism. Costs the same, right? Beyond that, yes. I think the most important question for this team, how much better are the lines on both sides? Like, if Tunsil can be that much better, and then you're able to play Wiley at guard, like, if all that shakes out and shakes out the right way, then all of a sudden, I mean, does anybody remember the second half of last year where they had no run game? That shouldn't happen. You don't want Jaden Daniels to be your leading rusher in six of your last eight games. You love his ability. You don't try to slow it down. But you'd love if Robinson and Eckler combined for 135 on the ground. So, and then the D-line, they've overhauled it. They also lost John Allen. Like, it's a lot of moving parts. Mm-hmm. Football game's won up front, man. You finally answered quarterback. Finally answered it. Got to see what the other sides of the ball are going to do. Thanks for the call, Drew. Charles is in Fredericksburg. Chuck, what are you watching for as camp gets set?
Hey, by the way, thanks so much. Great show. And by the way, Logan Paulson, I agree. Great interview. And if you haven't seen him with Santana Moss and Fred Smoot, it's one of the funniest things to watch. So
that is three very different personalities.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. Two low-key dudes and one high-key dude.
Yeah, Logan got me fired. I appreciate the show today. So for me, I can't dismiss anybody else because there's a lot of stuff we're looking forward to. But the O-line for me is the big one. So last year, I think they outplayed what people said they would do before the season started. But if it wasn't for Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury, we would have had a crappy season. You know, it really, because they couldn't defend properly. We couldn't get the run going. When our running backs are getting hit in the backfield almost every play, we got in a run game. So I think this year, with an improved offensive line, if our running backs are getting a step into the back defensive backfield, if we're suddenly Jaden's got a 1 to 2 more seconds to look at his patterns, we have a whole different offense. So I think the O-line for me is number one.
I agree with you there, man. A lot of questions, and if they can get that done. But you know what's interesting is I was talking with somebody over the weekend, and they were asking kind of – I said this to Brian earlier. Like, if you don't get Terry back, which I think is a little – too far down the line to discuss, but if you don't get Terry back, you've got a really inexperienced receiving core, right? I do, though, have faith in between Jaden and Cliff, their ability to kind of manufacture offense and get a lot of the tight ends involved, the backs involved, and still be able to move the ball. Great quarterbacks tend to be able to move the ball. Phones have been really good today. I think everybody's just happy to talk football. Let's go to our guy, Shane. Shane, what position group, man? What are you watching for?
Hey, JP, Brian. Hey, first of all, it's got to be secondary, right? Our secondary is pretty much all new faces. Lattimore, I think I'm more worried about Lattimore right now than a Terry deal. I think Terry gets done. I mean, you're hoping he gets done, right? But there's that right now, until that ink hits the contract to that paper, then it ain't done. And I got a feeling that a gut feeling that he may be on a different team coming. I really do. It should have been done by now, but at some point you're going to piss this man off. And I mean, what's he asking for? Maybe what, 34, 35 million? Give it to him. If not, then we're in big trouble because that wide receiver, like you just said, JP, is big question mark without him. But it's got to be a secondary. The last 2 years, hell, let's call it what it is. Since Ron Rivera's been there and gone, that secondary's been atrocious. I mean, it has been one of the worst in the league. It's just, and Lattimore, maybe he's done. I mean, right now the Saints have won this trade. I mean, if you look what, yeah, he was hurt last year, but, you know, I can't wait to see what he does against the, like, against good receivers coming in. He's supposed to be healthy. Let's see what he does. But secondary, got to be secondary.
I like it. Good call, man. Thank you. I don't know that it has to be the Lattimore question, based on what expectations were to what we saw, that is a big one, right? Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of it's health, don't you think?
A lot of it's health. And I think the ultimate thing, we don't know who won what yet. I mean, the whole thing about it, this thing isn't over.
You From can't the trade, just, you're
yeah,
saying?
The whole thing not over yet.
No.
I think people like to just make it. They're going to end it already. Come on, man.
I think it'd be silly to do that. I think he needs to play well this year. And I think he's a really big kind of swing vote for this defense, man. If he can ball, then I think this defense has a real shot. Let's go to John in Herndon. Johnny, what up? What are you watching for as camp gets set?
For me, it's really a combination of running back and then the O-line. Because if the O-line is better and it does feel like it's going to be better and they're creating opportunities. But for me, you know, having the diversity in the offensive set, you know, our running backs, to be honest, I'm looking for improvement for Chris. You know, I mean, you know, Robinson is great, but he needs a break every once in a while. And Rodriguez in the first half of the season was really coming through. And the only thing I would say, if I might just get my 2 cents in, you know, for me, I think Terry will get done. It's a bid ask issue. I see him coming at 31, 32. I think it's important for him to get respect by being in the 30 group. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, John. All right, man. Appreciate you, man. I also think Terry will get done. I think the numbers got to start with the 3, and I think it'll move. Colin in Reston. Colin, what position group you watching for, dude?
Man, I'm really looking at running back, but what I'm really interested in is it's going to be that third spot, but I think a guy that a lot of people are forgetting is our 7th-round pick, Kroski Merritt. I mean, that guy, he had a messed up last college year with his eligibility and everything, but the second he played in that bowl game, man, he was off to the races. He had over 200 yards and 2 touchdowns, I think. And he brings a wildly different skill set. He's a true, like, shifty guy, very quick and elusive, and I think that's the guy to be looking for at the running back position. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
I mean, you've been high on him, too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think people forgot about him. I think he's been named. Logan basically pointed him out. I just, when you see him on the field, and I always say you look at athletes and certain people move a certain way. He has that. And I just want to see it when he starts to get some competition.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing is try to get through camp healthy, right? I think that's just by a mile the biggest thing they need to do. You know, I couldn't help but laugh, B. So the last, I don't know, 90 minutes of the show, we haven't done any stadium, name, Terry, nothing, right? We've had good calls, good conversation. Where are the people that keep calling in yelling about, you guys just talk about the same stuff? Like, where, like all the people that get grumpy, right? It's been nonstop ball for 2 hours.
And it's going to be that way. Those people need to just get a life and find another damn show to listen to. We're going to talk about what we're going to talk about.
Just got this report. It's funny, dude. This young man interned for us back in the CSN days. Henry McKenna is a reporter for Fox Sports. Headline, source, Terry McLaurin trying to bring deal together, not break Commanders apart. I'm reading now from Fox Sports. Terry McLaurin hasn't announced whether he'll attend the Washington Commanders training camp if the two sides can't agree on a contract extension. He also hasn't decided whether he'll ask for a trade. McLaurin, an all-pro receiver and team captain, is most interested in trying to bring a deal together, not breaking the team apart, quote, according to a source close to McLaurin. I think that tracks with what he said the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it also, I'll keep reading here. That's why all eyes will be on McLaurin when Washington veterans report on Tuesday for the start of camp, particularly after he skipped mandatory minicamp this offseason. If necessary, McLaurin will explore every option, including a holdout, a hold-in, and a trade request, per the source. Everything will be on the table, the source told me. But McLaurin is taking things day by day in hopes of hearing more from the Commanders, who have not talked to him about his contract in weeks, even after he spoke out about his dissatisfaction. We all remember Terry's comments. We'll go around the room on this.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow morning, we won't know. If I had to guess, let's start here. DQ and AP are set to talk tomorrow at 10:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You think they will provide some wiggle room to be like, oh, we don't know if he's reported yet. Like,
possibly.
I wouldn't be shocked by that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be.
DQ likes to talk to us before he gets the injury update so he can say, oh, I don't have him yet.
My man.
Considering those three options, hold out, hold in, trade request. I guess there's four, or deal gets done. What do you think is most likely, Landfill, before tomorrow morning?
I think hold in. Terry McLaurin seems more like a hold in guy.
Jeffrey?
I promise you, I'm not even going to say I promise you because I don't want to seem like it's a report. I hope and pray that this news break like 5, 6 o'clock tonight that Terry McLaurin has signed his extension and everything is just going to be, oh, you finally got the deal done tomorrow. I hope it's that.
Is that so you're just speaking it into existence?
Yep.
Okay. Bennett, what about you, buddy?
What was the original question? Because I was editing.
Give Bennett a chance to talk. Most likely result when players report to camp tomorrow morning for Terry McLaurin. Hold out, hold in, deal gets done, or trade request?
I think report, but does not participate.
That'd be hold in, Bennett.
Hold in.
There you go. I'll take calls on that
report,
too.
Report, but not participate.
If folks want to, if folks want to chime in, what is the most likely scenario for Terry tomorrow morning? New report from Fox Sports says all options are on the table per a source. But Terry wants to bring a deal together, not break the team apart. I believe that. I mean, that's kind of who Terry is. What do you think, B? Hold out, hold in, deal gets done, trade request.
Deal gets done.
Deal gets done by tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm feeling like that.
Okay. I also think if they get, if all of a sudden there's a ton of momentum overnight, like they get to the 8-yard line on a contract, I think Terry's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I think deadlines drive deals, man. And that's just kind of where this operation is.
And that's what we're seeing, deadlines right now.
Right. New report from Fox Sports says Terry McLaurin not trying to break the Commanders apart, wants to bring a deal together, but everything will be on the table before tomorrow's mandatory start for veterans of 2025 NFL training camp. It's B. Mitchell Finley. Nobody go anywhere.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Bound to take your life. There's a bathroom on the right. It's a interesting situation. We got our first report. This is not where I expected it from. Jordan Schultz, I think, is with Bleach Report. He's kind of just on his own, has like the podcast. He was with Fox for a minute, and then I think something happened with Fox. He's not with Fox anymore. Jordan Schultz was at Eastern Motors. I don't know that everybody knows that. I saw him in the, like hanging out in the, what do you call it, like the lobby of a car dealership, the showroom?
Oh, yeah, I saw him. He was sitting there chilling.
Yeah, I was like, what's up, man?
He got dropped off by some, like a ride share.
Yeah, he probably got an Uber from BWI or something. Schultz was there. So I would expect if when we get news, Schultz will have it. There's always Schefter and Rapp and Garofalo and Rossini. We'll see. First report we've had, though, since last week, I think, or at least the notification that didn't get erased on your phone, B. Terry McLaurin trying to bring a deal together, not break Commanders apart. But in the report, the source tells McKenna that all options are on the table, including hold out, hold in, deal gets done, or a trade request. I don't see the trade request coming. Not at this point.
All options should be on the table when you're trying to get something done and moving forward. That's not really news to me. Who's negotiating and not use every option they have?
Agreed. I don't think they're going the trade request route. And I'm not saying they shouldn't if they need to, but I don't think that's happening. So then of the next three options here, hold in, hold out, deal gets done. I'd say I'm almost like 40% hold in, 40% deal gets done, 20% hold out. We haven't even brought up the fact that you get like legitimate fines at this point.
Yeah. And they're heavy.
That's my 100%. 40, 40, 20. Alton is in Richmond. Alton, what do you think happens with Terry, dude?
Well, number one, I think they need to stop going around and keep talking about, is he going to get traded? Is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? The whole bottom line, Peters just need to sign him, man. He irritating a whole lot of Washington fans. And really, that's one thing you don't want to irritate when you're trying to bring a culture back to a team that's been in scrutiny for over 25 years. So the best thing for him to do is to find a common denominator and get it over and done with so all these people can stop. Is you going to sign him? Is you going to trade him? Because nothing's out there for to trade him with. You're not getting nothing better than him. Just pay the man and get it over with because it's starting to be a headache. And I've been a fan for almost 47 years now.
I'll say this. In Peter's defense, though, sir, you ain't hearing nothing from Peters. You're hearing a lot of people out there speculating and saying stuff. I don't think you hear nothing from Peters.
Nothing.
Well, that's the point. We haven't heard nothing from him. That's what he needs to speak. Your number one receiver, and you sitting there not saying nothing.
Yeah, but that's I don't think he needs to speak. I think if he speaks, then you're going to have, just like you have a multitude of people making their mindset, you have a multitude of people saying what they think he said. That's where it kills me.
But wouldn't it be easier to have a culture that you want instead of a culture day? I mean, this man could be getting death threats or something if this go wrong with Kuter. And you doing all that just for a contract?
I don't think that's even a reasonable thing to say.
I think this is what happens in contracts all the time. People negotiate, and sometimes it gets contentious. That's it. I don't think they've done nothing that's been crazy. Nothing has been any different than any other contract.
Because when he broke the franchise record for the 13 touchdowns, they should have just signed him then anyway and got it over with.
Might have been cheaper. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you, man. You keep saying it, and I think fans react emotionally.
Short for fanatical.
But I just think none of this – think about – the Trey Hendrickson situation. That's been going on for 2 years. He had two.
And that's been worse.
Whoever negotiated that deal to have 2 years of non-guaranteed money on the back end of that thing is absurd. That Hendrickson, you know, requested
that. Those deals happen. You know why those deals happen, Jay? Because guys care about that up front. They don't look at the other stuff most times.
Well, and he, when he negotiated this one, hadn't been the sack king in back-to-back seasons, right? Like, mm-hmm. Things do change. Everything's fluid. I don't know, man. I think the Terry situation is going to be really interesting to see. We were talking about this morning in the text thread as the Trump stuff was unfolding, that I really wish Terry would just get signed at 9:59 a.m. and we could just have a how fired up are you for Terry day instead of have to talk about Trump.
Well, we did it. We did a segment.
This is interesting of the Trump stuff. Eric Flack covers kind of sports and politics for WUSA. And he, I guess the mayor had an availability today, Mayor Bowser.
Uh-huh.
And Flack tweeted out, new, Mayor Bowser sidestepped questions about level concern over Trump threat to kill RFK Stadium deal if the team didn't go back to the old name, saying only D.C. Council needs to act. When I asked if she would withdraw support for D.C. Stadium if Redskins' name returned, the mayor said no.
I think what Eric and everybody else need to understand, if anyone is dealing with our president at this point, okay, he's a roller coaster ride. He changes at the drop of a dime. Why would you say anything that's going to affect him? So when people ask questions now to the people that are involved, do you expect them to answer something and say something that's going to set him off again? I think that people, when you're in situations and you know whatever you say could cause some issue, you think about it, or you don't say nothing at all. You sidestep it. You're trying to get the deal done. That's what's most important right now. It's not just to answer the question that you have to ask.
I think Mayor Bowser has done a really good job throughout this process. And I understand, I mean, hell, Seagraves told us council members listen to the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
I understand there are council members with real questions, and there was a real level of somewhere between frustration and outright hostility in how late her budget proposal got sent to the city council.
Yeah.
My understanding, it was like 2 or 3 months late. I get why that would piss you off, okay?
There are people who's pissed off at it's all kind of be pissed off in their council.
Right. But I think she has done a really I think the mayor of Washington, D.C. got to be one of the most difficult political jobs in the country.
Hell yeah.
Because
you're working and everybody else control everything you're doing.
Yo, you have no backstop, right? If you're the mayor of Baltimore or the mayor of Richmond, you also have state and county money to support your endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
D.C. doesn't have any of that. D.C.'s on its own, on an island. the federal government controls half the city. I don't know, more than that, less. I mean, both in actual land that they own that the city doesn't get to collect taxes on, and in, unfortunately, we've seen in the post-COVID world, like the federal government not sending people back to work has like cratered kind of mom and pop businesses, delis and dry cleaners. Drive down K Street. Hell, walk around. Try to go to an ATM in the Navy Yard, because all these banks that had branches are closed. Like, there's so much that's beyond her control. And when Trump got elected, reelected, whatever you, when he got elected again, I guess is the right term, I thought the mayor really kind of just held back on a lot of commentary because she wants this stadium to be built. And sure, is that like a legacy project for her? Yes. Does she probably want to announce a re-election campaign on the heels of a successful RFK Stadium project? Probably. But I think deep down, dude, I think the mayor believes this is the absolute best thing that could happen to the city. And I tend to agree. If you look at the shift in offices, I was playing golf 2 weeks ago with a dude that does commercial real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, how's it going? He's like, dude, it's never coming back. He's just like, commercial real estate is never coming back to what it once was. That doesn't mean it can't get better. We can't reallocate resources. Like people,
in this city, you say?
I'm in the city, I think all over the country, but especially in this city. Like, it's one thing for big corporations and the federal government try to mandate people go back to work. But that stuff tends to swing with political pendulums. And political pendulums tend to swing. So who knows, not next year or 3 years, but eventually, like, people are going to work from home. And smaller businesses, smaller companies that employ, when you add it all up, that employ a ton of people, dude, they have realized that if you remove the overhead that an office brings, lease, electric bills, equipment, all that stuff, you remove that overhead and you continue 85, 90% of your productivity, you're making more money.
Question I would ask, though, do they all keep 85, 90% of their productivity going? Because I'll be honest with you, I know a lot of people that work from home, and I guarantee you they're not working and put in as much as they was doing when they were in the office.
That's a fair question.
And listen, bro. Yeah, you may not have that overhead, but you lose out on write-offs and all that type of stuff, too.
Yeah.
You lose out on
depreciated things. It's a complicated calculus.
So I understand what you're saying, but ultimately, if I got you in the office, I can expect you to do more. If you're at home, I don't know when you're breaking.
Do you think it's ever going to get back to how it was?
I think in this city, I would say probably not, because it's too political. In other cities, I say yes.
In this,
but I still see buildings being built as I travel around.
Sure.
So I don't think they're building them if they don't expect nobody to come into them.
I think what you see now is, especially in this city, people are trying to convert old office space into like apartments and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that's going to work. I hope it works great. But I think the mayor is legitimately onto something, that we need to make this city more of a destination and this big-ass stadium project that I think, realistically, you got 9 or 10 home Commanders games.
Mm-hmm.
Say you get 5 or 10 more football games. Military Bowl maybe moves from Annapolis. You get some big-time college football games in there. Virginia Tech probably wants a game in there. Notre Dame will play a game in there. You get this super dope stadium. Then you get concerts, festivals, whatever.
Olympics, Super Bowl.
Right. Like, Super Bowl and Olympics are one-offs, but they could just have outrageous financial impact.
But like, once you get one, you start getting other stuff.
Final Four, WrestleMania. Say you start getting 25 to 30 legitimate big events in that stadium a year. I'm not a math guy, but say that, because a lot of people come even if you're not going to the game, right?
Yeah.
So the stadium's going to seat 65,000.
Yeah.
So say that brings 100,000 people into town for the event.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like those are fairly conservative numbers.
Yep.
Say it happens 25 times a year.
It's a lot of people.
for a regular Skins game, a lot of people are just driving so that they don't need hotels. But say...
a lot of people do get hotels, too.
Yeah, and half those games, people are coming from out of town. I mean, how many people is that? 100,000 for 25 events. Is that 2.5 million? Is that 25 million? I don't know. But there, people are going to spend money. I think it's a legit investment into bringing more money to the city. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons the mayor.
If your complaint is that you don't have, you need to find ways to get, not stop ways to get.
Yeah. And I think her saying if he mandates the team name has to be Redskins and she's not going to stop it, I think it's smart politics. Whether or not she means it, I don't know. I don't think it's going to get to that line. I think a lot of this is designed to put pressure on the council to get this done. And frankly, I support the idea of just getting this done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Just saw Grant Paulson back in the office. Congratulations to Grant and his family on another healthy baby. I think they're now at 104 kids. I'm not exactly sure.
They have a whole basketball team, baseball team, soccer team, all that in the field.
I don't know definitively what he's saying here, but I think Dan Orlovsky just said he thinks Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFL.
I was taught when people say absolute stupid stuff, you don't even respond to it.
I don't know. I didn't watch. I'll confess, left hand up. I didn't watch the video. Maybe, but he said, really don't care where you rank Hurts. He sits at one.
He won the Super Bowl last year. That's basically what he's saying, I guess. I don't know. But I'm not.
You know what I'm ready for, man?
Football. And football. Stop talking about all this crap.
Get out of list season. Actual football. What I know is we're headed over to Ashburn this afternoon. A little training camp orientation for the media.
You got to skip that one.
I've been going to training camp for some time. I look forward to orientation. Rules and regulations and such, B.
Bring me a list.
You know what was a fun list?
What?
The team is always very cool. During training camp, they try to set up one-on-one interviews, and they ask for the list of players you'd like to get. And you got to kind of be strategic. You know what I mean? A little strategery. Because obviously, everybody's going to say Jaden, Terry, Debo, Von Miller. So you got to try to mix some stuff up. When you know the team well, you know who's really well-spoken, more entertaining, more insightful.
Yep.
And I think you kind of have an idea what young players could be on the rise.
There you go.
So I've submitted my list of names. See how that goes. Maybe I'll save it, and we'll see how many of my list I get. We'll cross-check it at the end. Not going to tell you who's on there now. Shout out to White Brian. He's on vacation for 2 weeks.
Hey, who, is that right? Who won the overall? What's going on? We forgot about that?
I have it. We can try to do it off the top of our head.
I think I was minus 30 something.
So White Brian had one dude miss the cut. I had no people miss the cut. Jeff had two guys. Did Matsuyama make the cut? All right. So Jeff only had one guy miss the cut.
I had four that made it.
You had four that made it. And
they were all minus six or better.
Professor Landini had one guy miss the cut. So if you
had Scheffler.
If you had a missed cut, White Brian had Scheffler.
Okay.
But he also had Morikawa who missed the cut. So if you missed the cut, you're out. So White Brian's out. Jeff is out. Landfill's out. So that means it's me versus B. Mitch. All your guys were six or better, B?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure you won then. We can try to do it quickly. So you had Goddard up at 12.
I had Goddard up. I had Xander.
All right.
I had Spawn.
Xander's at 10, so you're 22 under.
Spawn, Goddard up.
Spawn is 6, so you are 28 under.
And one more.
Yeah, all right, so you had Xander and Terrell Hatton.
Hatton, yeah.
And Hatton finished at 7 under. So that puts you to 35 under?
Something like that.
Okay. I had, who did I have? Rahm, Oberg, Fitz. All right, so Rahm, where are you at? Rahm finished 3 under. Oberg finished 6 under, so I'm at 9.
You need 26.
It's going to be tough. Fitz and Lowry. Mike Lowry. Fitz was my high at 11, so that gets me to 18. I don't think Lowry was good enough.
Nah, 9 and 11 is 20, though.
Okay, 20. I thought I was at 8. and then Lowry finished 2 under, so you win it. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I would have been 2 more under if Lowry didn't move his ball in the rough. Let's make some bets, Landfill. Boys, it's baseball season. What do you got tonight? Is there WNBA tonight? No, it's
that's an All-Star game, right? Yeah, was that last night?
I think they finished.
Yeah.
Give me New England over CF. Up. Never mind. That's Friday. Ahead of myself.
Great job, Jeff.
Yeah, you just skipped the whole week. Jeff said, I don't care about Monday through Thursday. I'm just going to go Friday.
Skeens is on the mound tonight.
What are you playing?
Tigers.
I'm taking the Tigers.
Ooh.
Give me All Good Dogs over Fail Harder. TBT.
Shout out to TBT.
Skeens don't seem to win, dog. He pitches well, he just don't win.
And give me the New York Knicks in e-basketball.
I swear this e-basketball thing is not real.
Hey, no, hey, what dude DM me? He showed me his winnings. He been taking my picks on the e-basketball. He been making some money.
I'm taking the Phillies run line. Phillies minus 1.5 with the Bo Sox going into the city of brotherly love.
Give me the Mets. And you know what? I'm going head-to-head with Landfill. Give me Skeens and the old crew.
All right. The Buccos. Thank you to Dave Zangaro for joining the program today. Thank you to Logan Paulson for joining the program today. If you missed either of those interviews, check them out on the Odyssey app, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Play, Spotify, Google Play, wherever. Wherever you go, we go. That's the content game. Thanks to everybody that called in. Grant and Danny are on next. Great to have Grant back. Congrats to him and his family. I really hope when we open the show tomorrow morning, I'm going to talk to Grant about trying to get another hobby. It's the news of Terry McLaurin signing a new contract. We will hear from Dan Quinn and Adam Peters tomorrow on the program. Don't miss that. We're out of here. Grant and Danny next. If you made it this far, Jeff owes you some e-basketball tickets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.